I want to say a special word of welcome to everyone who's here at Mass this morning visiting the State Fair. It's great to have you here at St. Rose of Lima. Every time the fair happens, there is plenteous, copious milk and honey flowing from just a few feet away. Our first reading from Ruth today happens because of a famine in the land. And from what I'm told, there's never quite a famine at the State Fair. But the action in this first reading happens because of a lack of food. And because of that, Ruth, who's not an Israelite, she's a Moabite. She doesn't worship Yahweh, doesn't know Yahweh. She marries into this family of Naomi. And once her husband dies, her mother-in-law decides to go back after the famine's over. But she says, "No, I want to go with you." She says, "Do not ask me to abandon or forsake you. For wherever you go, I will go. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." She has seen the faith of her mother-in-law. She has learned about Yahweh, the God of Israel. And even though her husband is dead, she goes into a new land. She comes to know the Lord God. And eventually she marries again. She marries Boaz. And from their union comes a son, Obed, who is the grandfather of King David. He is part of the ancestry of Jesus the Christ. From famine to the loss of her husband, to moving to a new land, to being part of the lineage of the Savior. It's a beautiful part of salvation history. The whole book of Ruth is beautiful. I encourage you to read it. You know, many of the books of the Bible, especially the genealogies, the accounts of the battles, are sometimes kind of hard to wade through, but Ruth is just a delight to read. Not God's action in the lives of these families. The beautiful thing that we're left with today is that God is at work in our lives in some of the most strangest places. And the invitation to encounter Him and to be part of His mission for us in the world can happen at any moment. Can happen because of a famine, can happen because of a death, can happen because of seeing someone else's faith. Can happen at the State Fair. Who knows what you might run into today, who you might meet, how God might inspire you as you see something, as you hear something, as you talk with someone. The key is when that happens to really acknowledge that the Lord can be at work in my daily, ordinary life. Maybe He's inviting me into a new direction, like Ruth. Can we hear that? Can we listen to that? And can we trust that this is worth doing? Brothers and sisters, saints have all kind of done this throughout every age. And Ruth also reminds me of the modern-day Coptic martyrs who were executed by the terrorist group in the Middle East a few years back. They'd line them up on the beach in orange jumpsuits, and 20 of them were Coptic Christians. And the last one was not a Christian. But right before he was executed, he basically said the same words that Ruth did. He said, "I see the faith of you, and their God I take for my God. Their Lord I take for my Lord." And seconds later, his head was cut off. But he had professed his faith in Christ. He is truly a Christian martyr on that beach, and he will be remembered into eternity. Our brother who said, "Your God will be my God." Let us follow the Lord wherever He leads us today.